As we are already in the second half of the month of August, there's still time to have a little fun and get wacky before summer is over. Here are a few suggestions from the internet gurus on what and how to celebrate. August 15th chant at the Moon Day. Have you heard of moon cherries? These late-season dark sweet cherries come straight from high-altitude orchards in Washington State and are super delicious. Moon cherries are literally a half mile closer to the moon. On August 15th, they, the people that know something about everything, say chanting at the moon celebrates the moon's magical ways of making these cherries taste so good. August 20th, National Lemonade Day. Kids, it's not too late to host your own lemonade stand in celebration of National Lemonade Day. It's a great way to make a few bucks for whatever it is you are saving up for, maybe even a donation to a charity is something admirable to focus on. August 21st, World Honeybee Day. In this region of the prairies, honeybees are a very special part of our summer pollination, growing season. I love to see them buzzing around the flowers, but remember not to get too close as they may give you a friendly, sting, reminder to keep your distance. It's also a good time to learn more about bees on this special day that's been set aside for them. August 22nd, National Tooth Fairy Day. I am sure that on any given day of the year the Tooth Fairy is extremely busy, it must be hard to keep up with all the expectations. The Tooth Fairy did come to visit me a couple of times a long time ago, but way back then he, she was fairly stingy. I hope he, she has kept up with inflation. August 23rd, Ride the Wind Day. The dog days of summer are soon closing in and this, Ride the Wind Day is a great reminder to cherish the carefree days of summer we love. Go for a long walk, a country drive, a bike ride around the neighborhood. Just taking time to be a fresh air inspector is all that is necessary. August 25th, Kiss and Makeup Day. Although I don't need an excuse or special day to engage in some lip locking with a special someone, I don't necessarily think that breaking up is the only condition to engage in making up. August 30th, National Toasted Marshmallow Day. And who doesn't enjoy toasting marshmallows over an open fire? Aren't s'mores synonymous with summer? Although instead of mundane graham crackers to sandwich the marshmallow and chocolate, I wish someone would invent a specialized decadent cookie that's a little softer and more appealing. August 31st, Eat Outside Day. It's getting to be close to the last chance to enjoy eating outside. I love patio dinners as much as the wasps do at this time of the year. They are literally a real pain to contend with when dining outside becomes a battle for the barbecue. August 31st, Matchmaker Day. It may be a good thought to try and match make, but maybe not always a compatible solution, as beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. The idea of matching a pair may not always be the right choice. But it might make a very interesting experiment. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.